Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So on Sunday, we had our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys kickoff party with Lucas Graham at Loretta's Last Call. And Dan found out that there's a thing called Friendsgiving.
Yeah, we were talking to some listeners after the show, just hanging out, having a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them mentioned that they had a Friendsgiving to go to after this. And then another listener, one of our friends, actually Darren, said he had a Friendsgiving to go to that night as well.
Yes, he did.
And I was like, man, I've never been to a Friendsgiving.
But you didn't even know what a Friendsgiving was, right?
No.
So, yeah. It's sort of, like, I think, initially, I feel like it was for people, like, new in a city or something
like
that were far away from their family, who don't have families,
to come
together. And it's sort of become more of a just...
It's become such an Instagrammable thing.
Fact.
Like everybody gets a little goodie bag. Dan, I don't think we're going to be able to do that, but that's just
like,
the vibe.
I'm
going to
be honest. They sound more fun than family Thanksgivings because you're with all the people
you picked. Anything's more fun than family Thanksgiving, which is why I go to Davio's.
Just hang out and have a turkey and a bunch of booze. It sounds like a wonderful day. So I want to go to an actual Friendsgiving. This isn't like a radio bit.
No?
I'm really going to show up to your house.
Well, it will be a radio bit because we're going to record it and he's going to bring it back. But anyway.
But it's real. I'm coming.
So we wanted to know who wants to have Dan come to their Friendsgiving. 617-931-1234. Hey, Mix, who's this?
No, we have Julie.
Oh, Julie, sorry. Hey, Julie.
Hi.
Okay, so when is your Friendsgiving and why should Dan pick you?
It is this coming Saturday, and because it's a lot of fun, we have great friends that we hang out with. Everyone, it's kind of like a potluck style, so everyone brings a side.
Okay.
We make the turkey. We've been doing it, this is I think our fourth year,
wow.
So it's our fourth annual Friendsgiving.
So nothing has gone terribly wrong the first 3 years that
no,
stopped,
we
so things just rolling along.
Right, we haven't burned down the house, so that's good.
You haven't had me there yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you're not cooking.
I'm the triple decker, so it's a little small, but we have a lot of fun. Drink a lot of beer.
There it is.
Dan was just waiting for the beer part, but
you said everybody brings aside potluck style. What should I bring? Because cooking is not my forte.
You can bring a pre-made pumpkin pie or any pie that you would like.
Wait, who needs paper plates?
Anything that's easy. Yeah,
let me bring the utensils.
Right, whatever your little heart desires.
Oh,
awesome,
that sounds like
Julie.
A lovely time, Julie.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Of course.
I will get your info on the text line.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, Julie.
All right. Bye-bye.
617-931-1234. Do you want Dan to come to your Friendsgiving? Hi, who's this?
This is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. Did you want to invite Dan to your Friendsgiving?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little about your Friendsgiving and why Dan should accept.
All right. So my friend's Thanksgiving is with my closest of friends. They're more my family than my family. And we
relatable.
Like to just...
Right?
Yeah. Like, I love my family. Don't get me wrong.
But
my friends are like my people. And at our thing, we have a bunch of delicious food, a pool table upstairs. We play cards. We sit by a fire. And there's no judgment ever
around me
and my friends.
I love it.
Like, at all. Like, we are just very open, loving people and all about bringing in more open, loving people.
And what would I be expected to bring? Because I don't come to places empty-handed. My parents taught me not to do that.
Alcohol.
Oh, wow, you're a front runner now. You're just right up
speaking
my language.
Like, I have all the food prepped. You don't need to bring any of that. Just, you know, whatever you feel like drinking. And if you have to pass out, I got couches and a spare room downstairs just in case.
Amazing.
Wow.
Because I do like to party.
I love you.
Ellen?
Hello.
Hi. So you already had Friendsgiving, so that's going to make it tough.
We did, but we'll definitely have another for producer Dan.
What?
I don't want one revolved around me.
Oh, don't you?
Oh, please. World's smallest violin for Dan. This woman's about to lay out this beautiful spread just for you. Run it back two times.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Wait a minute. Well, Annie and Kennedy and Carson have to come too.
Okay, no.
Anywhere Dan goes, I go. So
not because we don't want to go see you. It's just I need at least one day off.
I heard wherever producer Dan goes, Annie goes.
That is a fact.
We are a package deal, as they say.
Annie, will you come to this Friendsgiving with me?
Absolutely, I will.
Oh, so now you got two of us.
Just up the game.
Awesome.
So these are all very good.
I know. This is going to be hard to pick.
How are you guys feeling
in?
About it right now? And so now it's a twofer. Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, pretty much I'm tagging along because I too like to drink and eat and be merry. So it's fine.
All right, quick. Let's get
Dan
Michelle
and Annie on tour. We're coming to your house.
Let's get Michelle in here. Hey, girl. Michelle, are you there?
I am.
Hey, so tell us about your Friendsgiving.
Well, it's not really Friendsgiving. It's more like kegs and eggs.
Oh, ooh.
I love kegs and eggs.
Are you
drinking before 10 a.m.
So,
is my forte.
So we will liquor you up and feed you breakfast before you go to your family's house on Thanksgiving. Then you can hang all day with them.
That just sounds like such a terrifyingly bad idea, but I love it.
Really?
And
that sounds like the best idea I've ever heard.
Chaos, Kennedy, chaos.
Michelle, I think you might have just gotten to a first place there. So
it's the pregame before Thanksgiving.
30 a.m.
What?
30 a.m.
Oh, that's late for us.
Yeah, please.
That's sleeping in.
Yeah.
I'm three beers deep by then.
High football game. Yeah. Well,
Michelle, that is awesome. Can you hang on tight so that we can get your information, please?
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on hold. All right, Dan, you have some deciding
to do.
Well,
I'm going to have to talk to my cohort Annie off the air and decide which one we're going to go to.
And not to mention the endless text messages that we have gotten from the 781 talking about they don't do turkey, they do baby back ribs.
Oh, Dan.
people saying that they have a Beersgiving every year. So you have lots of choices, and I'm going to let you guys discuss amongst yourselves and decide what you want to do. Maybe come back tomorrow and let me know what we're doing.
Show up with a GoPro in someone's house.
Yep.
All day long. All right. Thank you guys for inviting Dan into your home.
I appreciate everyone's hospitality. That's very nice of you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.